Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Paul Casey's here. Paul's back. We're getting very near to his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of Casey Communications, the author of Is Self-Employment for You? He ought to know about that because he is a small business owner just like you and me. He's our good friend, Paul Casey. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. As always, a pleasure to be here, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back. Hey, Paul, I know one of the things you got on your mind are some basic fundamental things that we need to make sure that we do first, the first of this year. I mean, get this done. Let's get this done now, because these are things that regardless of whatever else is new, these are things that are fundamental. And the first one I know you want to talk about is taking care of existing customers.
I think that's one of the hardest things that we as business owners have to focus on, is that we have a tendency to look ahead and try to bring a new business.
And take the people and take for granted the ones what brung us.
Exactly. And it's human nature. I mean, I do it. I mean, that's why I'm aware of it. And I have to pinch myself every now and then and say, oh, my gosh, go back to these people that have brought you along the way, and especially the clients that have been you for a while or your in-customers, clients. And there's also gold there. I mean, you can mine for gold there, and I think that not only do you pay attention with them, you also focus on what else you may be able to do for
them.
That's
right.
They are the ones who already you don't have to convince them to do business with you. You've done that.
One of my favorite stories, Paul, that I've told on this show many times, and it bears repeating. I was talking to the executive director of a state banking organization, and about his members, his bank members. He said, if my members would take care of all the financial services that their customers need, which especially includes the ones they're not currently taking care of, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years. How about that?
You could
almost overlay that same observation on to any of us, couldn't you?
You're precisely right. That's exactly what I'm trying to get across. Is that?
And we already know it costs less, much less overhead to serve an existing customer than it does to find and bring on a new customer.
Yeah, I don't know what the ratio is. I've heard anything from 5 to 1.
Yeah, it is.
To 1, but it doesn't matter. We do know it does take a lot less to service than existing clients to get out and get a new
one. And attrition happens. You lose people. They die. They go away. They get mad at you. Or whatever happens, you lose people. So you got to bring on new people. But you cannot take your existing people for granted. That is the path to ruin, isn't it?
That's absolutely true. Yeah. So that would be first and foremost to sit down and think about that
for
existing client base.
What's next?
Would be perhaps looking at adding to your existing business. I'm going to use the restaurant as an example. And as a matter of fact, I got up super early this morning and read an article in the New York Times about a business owner that really highlights perfectly what I'm talking about. And that is, whatever you're doing, again, look within yourself. I guess that's what I'm suggesting people do. And look at what services you can add on. For example, this individual has a pizzeria in, Guttenberg, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a small restaurant. He's limited by what he can do within the tables that he can sell. So what's he do? He's doing takeout. Adding to what he is doing is profit center. He created a side separate sauce that he sells that people love. So modeling that, selling that. He's doing a lot of different
things
now that are bringing profits. So all I'm submitting, whoever you are, whatever business you're in, look at maybe expanding what you're doing within your business, keeping your hours open, Maybe if you're not serving lunch, you start serving lunch or something like that. But whatever you have, counting, whatever it is, there are other things that you can be doing within your discipline. So I'm just saying, take a real strong look.
Well, and this falls into the category of what I've been saying for a long time. I now call it Blasingame's law of business love. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, the pizza business, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it, only serving pizza.
Yes, that's right. That's the passion thing. We've had this discussion before, but you can't be passionate about, as you point out, exactly what you do. You have to be always looking at new ways of approaching it.
Well, the thing is that the thing that you started this year, one thing about it, folks, whatever you started out this year doing as the main thing that you're doing for your customers, by the end of the year, it will be a little bit less in demand than it was today, than it is today. It is everything you're doing has a shelf life, doesn't it? It has a half life to use atomic terms, and so it's everything is degrading. So you gotta keep adding new things. All right, what's the third one?
Third one is don't overthink, execute. Thomas Edison said this, and I just got this one recently. Vision without execution is an hallucination.
Say that again.
Yeah, this takes two times. I stumbled, but I'll say it again. Vision without execution is an hallucination. Think about that. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all in your mind. It's all these fantasies you have, but it doesn't mean anything unless you execute it, unless you perform.
I've known people who have lots of ideas, but they can never pull it off.
That's right. Exactly.
And then I've known people who didn't know which idea not to pursue. I've known people who have lots of ideas, and they pursued all of them instead of letting them incubate in their head or you know, whatever, and they didn't know how to be discerning about their ideas.
Well, that's true too.
One guy didn't do anything, and the other guy did too many things.
There you go. And see, that's where you know you really hit the sweet spot. That comes down to judgment, and that's what people have got to have. Because yes, there's not one size fits all sort of approach. Yes, you can overdo that, and there's that part that you really have to be very discerning to point out. But absolutely. But I'm submitting though that probably by and large, it's like with you and the radio show. You get them do this every day practically.
Yeah,
it's not just
not practically
fantasy.
Every day.
Yeah,
every day. Hey, Paul, give us your website quickly, please.
It's casey@communications.net.
All right. So check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.